You love the Avengers. This one, not so much. It's GRD Sweekly.
And diddly damn do it is. Hello there, everybody.
Okay, Flanders.
Okay.
I'm teasing you. You never say diddly do.
Every 37 episodes.
Oh.
Oh, okay. As long as we keep
welcome.
Count.
Welcome. It's an anniversary.
Apparently so. Welcome to Diddly Do-ish. It's GRD Sweekly episode
159.
For those of you counting at home, we are the fantastic fun folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. That place with forums, Facebook, Twitter, tweets, and things, and all the whatever the cool kids are talking about. We pretend like we know what that is. The folks gathered around for this evening's strange, crazy edition of the show. Well, that there is the Flinstress.
Whoa, she's got the fire of the cheetah in her.
I do.
I've heard that. That over there, the guy that likes his soapbox, that there's the Bruce.
So, aren't you going to give me the you did good speech?
No. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
You okay? Do I look okay?
No one has said that in quite a while.
No.
So right off the bat, you might have noticed from the title that tonight we're sitting down and doing another one of our many lamented, would that be the word? Cursed.
I like cursed better.
Cursed commentary tracks.
Kingfish.
Indeed, sir. Wherever you are. I hope your lunch with Dave's going to be awesome. Or it was awesome. I don't know where that is in the
time-space continuum.
It's wibbly-wobbly. It's just very strange. Yes, we all saw the Avengers, and we saw how fantastically fun and great it is. And, oh my God, it's entirely possible to do a comic book team project live action and get it right. It's possible.
It's possible.
It is.
It's hard.
It's never
possible.
Really been done before.
Yeah, it's never really been done before.
Well done, right.
Because in 1997, CBS, the fine folks at CBS, decided, you know what? It's time to bring the Justice League of America to the television screen.
Yes.
Indeed. But
like
of course,
Superman and Batman.
Superman.
Great concept.
Superman. They were still trying to figure out if they were going to do another movie, and so this was right around before they're discussing, and maybe you're going to have.
So they couldn't get him. Yeah.
So there's that. So Batman, right?
Yeah.
Well, Batman and Robin did not exactly do well and stuff, and so maybe we're going to reboot Batman. Maybe a TV project's not right for him. But Wonder Woman, right?
Wonder Woman.
No,
hey,
No. So that's not happening. So yes,
we deal with what we got.
Someone decided that what we're going to do is we're going to put together the JLA team of Green Lantern, Guy Gardner, who, what they call Guy Gardner in this, for those of you who read the comics, he looks nothing like that. The Flash.
Like Matt LeBlanc.
The Flash is in this. The Atom is in this. Fire, Ice, and of course, a mysterious person. Have to see. So of course, if you have everything queued up now, that would be fantastic because we're going to kick back together and watch the 1997 Justice League. Now, oddly enough, well, Justice League of America, I think it actually was called, which has an actual supervillain for the team to fight. So if you get everything queued up, folks, we are going to make this happen. From the very beginning, you'll have a black screen and it'll go to Tori. So here we go in 3, 2, 1. Tonight on a very special office.
Pam got a haircut.
Oh, and she thinks it's cute. Tori Alfstetter, playing, is Ice, I should say. Kimberly Oja, her name. You might know her from Son of the Beach. And of course, the OC. California stuff. Justice
League. Yeah, not
League
much else.
Of America.
America. Fuck yeah.
Did you notice how it was red, white, and blue? Huh? See what they did there?
Oh, clever. The American way.
Meanwhile,
protecting corporations one day at a time.
In Crystal City, Virginia.
Oh, God.
Sorry, that's an inside joke for all of you on the East Coast.
They're clouds. They're ominous.
Ooh, David Krumholtz.
Evil is coming this way.
I love those with the jelly.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Ron
so,
Pearson.
So yeah. A TV show. David Ogden Stiers, Charles Emerson Winchester III will be joining us this evening. Miguel Ferrer, Twin Peaks, behalf of Barnes & Barnes. Yes,
this is an all-star cast.
New Metro,
USA. Not even in a state. It has its own city. It's like Washington, D.C. It's not in the state. It's its own city.
Right. Okay.
A futuristic-looking building.
And Africa's a country. I love you, Sheriff Cooper. See, you know he's in charge because he doesn't have to wear the lab coat.
And the suspenders. It's the 80s.
He just doesn't get to touch any chemicals.
Still.
Oh, I dropped my files. Shouldn't you be taking me home with you?
Shouldn't you be in the kitchen?
Oh, my goodness. So the concept behind this was, again, you know, Lois and Clark, the Dean Cain version and whatnot,
yeah,
works so well. So why not show the team more on their private lives, having to deal with, you know, stuff? So we'll see that. But it starts off pretty decent here.
Okay.
So they build up, you know, false expectations for you. Whoa, hey now.
But what?
Oh, she said you're ugly. She said you're butt ugly.
I will never sleep with you ever.
Damn.
Damn!
What happened?
What?
Barry Allen, The Flash. You know him.
Well, that's actually decent casting.
Really?
I think so. He's kind of, you know, a little bit of a douche.
Barry Allen was a police scientist. He was not... He didn't lose his job. That didn't happen.
What, they had a bad breakup.
Apparently. Now, this guy, he's been like... He's only been in like one series ever. Something called Teach. But... See, this is not Guy Gardner. He does not have red hair. He automatically does not look like a schmuck. But this guy's been in everything. Matthew Settle. He was in Gossip Girl. What? Brothers and Sisters. What? He was also in I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, that's where I know him from.
That's right. That's Will Benson. I'm still getting coffee.
I still have to put out.
Oh, damn.
Snap.
Now look at those 1997 computers. That was high tech, baby. Well, that wasn't that. Not so much the weather map. Now, I don't know if they were going to try to go for the, you know, the wonderful late 1980s, early 90s version of the JLA.
Yeah.
Where everyone's set around, Blue Beetle and Booster, they're talking, they're laughing. Arliss?
Arliss? The
from HBO?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Dr. Emo?
I'm not happy.
Not Dr. Eeyore, jackass.
Oh, well,
better than the Homer Simpson scale.
Ooh, pop keys.
Vertical windshield.
The windshield wipers.
Well, if you had the second one, you know.
Oh,
oh my God.
Osama bin Laden!
He had some dry runs before he did his big plan. When Groucho Marx goes bad.
He needs a new video camera.
Hmm. No, I mean like he's gay. Really?
Yes, when, I can.
When do you see the 21st century, sir?
Famous last words.
Guy Gardner, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, does not sing.
Guy Gardner.
Yes.
He doesn't have to try that hard. Women throw themselves at him. Isn't that how it's supposed to work?
Not for Guy Gardner.
No,
Guy
no.
Gardner is that football.
Douche?
Yeah, that football jock, but even more of a douche.
Yeah.
They kind of have him act like Hal, and when you see his costume, it's sort of a, it's kind of Guy, but it's kind of Kyle. It's weird.
Yeah. Is that a pager?
Possibly.
It's a pager.
No, no, girl, I gotta go. You don't understand.
Does he have the ring on? Figaro?
Oh, snap.
Hey, honey, you ever did it with the band? B.B. DaCosta.
I knew a DaCosta.
She's an actress. That's Michelle Hurd. She was in The Glades and the new 90210. And also Gossip Girl. It was such a Gossip Girl reunion. Uh-huh.
Is it a Fruit of the Looms commercial? What's going on here?
Wow.
That are
this is a really bad porn.
Hold on.
Well, so far.
So far.
Hey, check that girl out. She's got a peel.
Whoa. Look what's hanging between her legs. That's just nasty.
It's that kind. I bet you do. I don't even know what that means.
Who's allergic to vitamin C? I've never heard of anyone allergic to vitamin C.
That means she can't be in the sun, right?
No, that's
vitamin
D.
D or B or K.
D.
Fruit of the Loom, The Next Generation. Ladies and gentlemen, David Krumholtz. You know him. Ha, see what you did there?
Oh, bananas got split. Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's most famous for being in Numbers. But he was in The Santa Claus 2. Come on.
Ray Palmer, the science teacher.
And who
was
is
he
that?
In Gossip Girl? Tell me he was in Gossip Girl.
Well, John Cassier, it's going to be funny who he is. He does quite a few voices for the... he does Pete Puma and Craig for the Looney Tunes show.
Uh-huh.
Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy.
I know it was an
Deadpool
actor.
And Ultimate Alliance.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Wow. Johnny Bravo. I mean, the man is a crazy voice actor. You might have heard him on some things.
Oh, yeah. Know. I'm sure I have. I thought I'd seen him.
Teacher
before.
Leaves. It takes zero time.
I say that because the Adam, I was hoping you guys would put it together, is actually the Crypt Keeper.
Oh, I knew him from somewhere. Yes, please hold the skirt down.
She's not trying out for Marilyn.
Oh, yeah, true.
No, it's a tornado.
And it's coming this way.
It's coming right for us. So that would tell you possibly what the Weather Wizard might be the villain here?
Hmm.
No, that was the Weatherman that we saw. The Weatherman.
Weatherman. Okay.
Oh my God, not my boat. Oh.
In a tree. Wow.
That tree ate my boat.
And it's going to kill my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to electrocute me.
Oh
and
no.
And it's going to mess up my taxes. Oh, wait.
Oh wow, look, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, still not that good.
Wait, his jacket is blue.
Well, it's a light green.
Ugh.
They couldn't figure out a real green.
Dragon Con has better Green Lanterns than this. Okay?
Yes, they do. They got better everything than this.
But see, I mean, this is okay. He saved somebody's life. Cheap
and
TV.
Splat.
That shoddy construction work.
Yeah.
Nobody was holding it. Trapped under a wall. What can we do? Hey now.
Couldn't she have just lifted it up? Now they have to redo the entire wall.
They shouldn't have done the shoddy construction in the first
place.
Exactly. So we've saved a woman's life. We've saved three people from being trapped forever.
Now
there's
a cat
under the porch. Well, the Atom, I don't know if you know this, his superpower is becoming really small.
So.
Hey, ma'am. Yeah, let me do it. Hold on a second.
That's such a heroic voice.
Watch
She's
going to
have a heart attack and
really
die on the
small.
Spot.
Oh, no, I said a young man just shrank down in front of me.
The first casualty of this movie is when he gets eaten by the cat.
You know, it's not often you see. No. Thank you.
Just add your own joke there. We'll finish it off for you.
Double entendres, ladies and gentlemen. Now, see, that's an awful Flash costume, though. Look at that. Did you see it? We'll see it again in a minute. This was by CBS, who had the wonderful Flash TV show.
They had a costume.
Sheldon Cooper does have a better costume.
Yeah.
But see, this is what the Flash would do.
Yeah.
Run backwards, break it down.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. It does look pretty good.
Huh? Looks like everything's saved now.
Wow.
It's now one of those Zentai suits
you
can buy on the internet.
God, it is.
Thanks.
Oh, snap.
That was a big F you.
Yeah, you look like a police scientist.
I like pizza.
It's funny you would say, Joey to that. Because, they kind of wanted to go with a Friends vibe, as you'll see in a moment.
Yeah, I can tell.
Okay. Meanwhile, in the alley, I'm going to get naked. My Green Lantern.
Wait a minute. He's got to stuff it away?
Well, they can't afford the ring. Yeah, that's why all of you are employed in some level. Oh, your friends suck. I'm all alone.
It's pretty bad the Flash can't find a job. I mean,
yeah, what about courier?
It's a bad economy.
Pizza delivery.
Yeah, right?
Good at.
Piping hot.
Isn't fire supposed to be like Brazilian?
Yeah, or at least wear a mask or turn into fire.
Yeah,
or something. Meanwhile,
why is she wearing a cheerleader outfit?
Glee is going to come on in like, you know, 8-9 years. It's just an odd line. The fruit has been cast.
Like I said, Glee.
I think you're awesome.
Oh, what?
But ooh, not Grace, because you totally tripped.
Oh, I'm being flattered. I'm curling my hair. Oh, it's a little white boy. What?
I have to put down the...
Wasn't he also in 10 Things I Hate About You?
I have no idea. I jumped. Yeah. let go of my hand. Let go of my hand?
He said yes, so he's going to chop off her hand.
Uh-huh. He's not going to watch that for a week.
You. That's nasty. Well, maybe I can cast you as cheese. Cheese goes well with fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Look, aw, it's awkward because he likes her.
Liar.
Damn. That'd be 154, right?
That's about that. Yeah, something like that.
So how old are you? Because that's how old I'll be if I feel you. Martin!
Yeah. I gotta go see you. It's not you, it's me.
And the fact that...
And when I say that, I mean it actually is you.
Yeah. I'm gonna preemptively break up with you before we even go out.
Wait, what is this? Hmm.
And here.
Look, they were hipsters before you knew about it.
I was gonna say... Dude's going to find her, but it's a lot harder to stalk people since they didn't have Facebook.
Wow, you know, our friend who can run around really, really fast cleaned up everything. How about letting him spend the night? Then what is he supposed to do? Like, get hand jobs on the street for crack? Come on.
Wow.
South Park?
Yeah, I know, still.
Thank you.
Wouldn't that cause, like, a lot of friction, though?
He's a master of the Speed Force. Oh wait, no, Wally West was. I love in TV shows like this. This appears to be a rather substantially sized house, you know?
For
Well, same thing with Friends. They lived in this huge apartment in New York that would have been well beyond.
Nobody
their
had a job or a real job.
Ross was okay, never mind. Now, see, this is, you know.
He has a high metabolism. What?
Sorry.
The burp was uncalled for, though.
Look at you calling it. Oh, on the fritz. Okay. So the Flash is out of control. He just keeps eating and eating. You notice that he's got the martini shakers behind his head as he says that? That's awesome. Oh, that's an apartment.
Oh.
I really thought it was a house.
That's a big apartment.
You guys suck. Which is why he's a teacher. I've never understood that expression.
Well, Eskimos has a lot of ice there.
Exactly. So you're basically
if you could sell them something they don't need, you're a really good salesperson. But then you're a bad salesperson, actually.
Well, you're calling them dumb if they don't realize, I know, wait. Right? Isn't that the same as the stuff all around us? Now I'm going to go audition as Chef Boyardee stunt double.
Wow.
Chef Boyardee before, Chef Boyardee after. Oh,
won't you guys understand. I'm going to feed the children of the world.
And, okay.
Oh, remember baby doll dresses with tennis shoes?
Do I ever. This is why you don't work late. Someone ask you.
Wow, you're about to scare the piss out of her.
Now, she's really trying to bring back the Tasha Yar look, is what's going down here. Tasha Yar with bangs.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow. We mean she's going to quit after one season? Or half a season?
Well, let's see if she lives through this episode. Oh, wait. Oh, my God.
Oh, we're foreshadowing again, aren't we?
Maybe. Damn, I thought I had her trapped.
Yes, with my arm.
But I put on a lot of Axe body spray.
They all live together?
That's why Barry can't stay. They're trying to work on that.
Yay! They're running too fast.
I thought she didn't have the part.
Well, she's got tons of things up in the air. Oh, damn.
Hey, Guy.
Yeah. See, I keep forgetting he's Guy Gardner.
Whoa, look at that phone.
The fact that it's corded or just the design?
Oh, the voicemail fake out.
Beep.
Oh. Beep.
It's Beep. The prisoner's phone.
I'm not in a... Oh, no.
It was a flaming bag of poop.
Here's your crap.
It's a red bag.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh,
he's been there.
Hey, saucer milk table two.
Oh, swirling the hair. She knows she wants it.
Wow, dude.
Hey.
Well, he can form any object.
Exactly.
Shut
Hello.
Up. Shut up.
Well, can't say I never wondered about
God.
That.
Oh, my God. Oh. Ping pong balls.
It's a well-known fact. If you drop ping pong balls in a laboratory, you could get superpowers.
Or a game of beer pong going.
Well, it's true. Either way, you can't go wrong.
Is that the Bat computer? That looked like the Bat computer.
It kind of did, but...
I smash.
I'm mesmerized by her strength. Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Dave's Xbox is in there.
Oh, actually, it's Marcellus Wallace's soul.
And it's purple.
On ice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. See, bottled water is bad for everyone.
Bad.
Oh, I'm going to puke. Wait, no, I'm not.
Didn't get on me, did it? Okay.
No, I'm fine. Let's keep... Oh.
Oh.
Look,
that'll teach you to open up a briefcase.
That you found.
Oh, my God. What the hell's wrong with you?
Damn, that's one cold bitch.
I don't like where this is going.
What? So she leaves people and things frozen.
And they freeze well after she's left the room.
Oh, good God. Yeah, that's...
It's cold.
That's cold.
Walking next to water.
And is this where she gets mugged?
What do you mean get mugged? Are you saying this is going to be an origin story in which... Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
Help, help. I can't swim in 5 feet of water.
You have a helmet. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
Don't panic. Now stand up. Oh, my God, now I'm frozen, too.
Well, dead, probably, if he was under the water. Well, son, it's called science.
Hey, Bill, check this out.
Whoa.
See, this is why, for so long, bow ties were not cool.
Yeah.
Not.
It took a doctor.
Ray? I'm a superhero. I know more about physics than anyone in the world. I'm fixing a TV.
Touched by an angel.
Yep.
Give me a soda.
It's good moral purpose.
Plug the set. You dumbass.
Have we ever?
No, we haven't been messing around inside of it, says the guy who's burned.
Give you your gum?
Yeah. Beverly Hills Cop 2. It completes the circuit. Gotta love VCRs, man.
Wow, picture two.
Wow. Asshole.
You've got rabbit ears. Shut up.
Wow.
There was a time where that was the clearest any picture ever got.
And that was a big screen, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That was
like,
what, decent.
13 inches? Huge. Why is she still there?
wait a minute, who is she?
Stop the press.
Who's... Oh.
And why is the cameraman focusing on one chick in the...
Supermoon. When the werewolves get extra hairy.
There's no, I didn't see an S on it.
Meanwhile, at Drew Carey's place? What was...
How is her bed not frozen?
She's on a waterbed. Seriously?
No, but it didn't have to be water to freeze it. She froze the door handle, so her bed should have been frozen.
Maybe it's coming in waves.
I guess I shouldn't start pointing out inconsistencies.
No, you're not going to like it later if you do. You're really not going to like it later if you do. Oh, she's going to be the first judge on The Voice.
Oh, boo.
I want you on my team. Your mom. Your mom. Your mom.
The river.
I kept hoping at this point this was going to be the cigarette smoking man from X-Files.
Oh, that would be really cool.
It's not, though. It's actually really not cool, but we'll get there.
I know. Now's about the time where I'm like, why'd you make us watch this? It's going to be fun.
Because look, what did the Avengers do that was any better than this?
Everything?
Focus on the glass. Free your mind. The rest will follow.
Make the water turn to ice. Don't be so shallow.
You weren't focusing.
No, that's a glass of ice that you made that was water. You think she played Peter Pan once when, you know, she was like junior high?
Oh, wow.
Apparently she's in a rave in the daytime. When it's an office building. No, then they do the light FM version. They do the elevator music version.
They don't have glow sticks.
There are four lights. Hey,
everybody. No, she'd be the weather person or weather girl. So take your pick. I'm sure your costume is just awful.
Wow, that's horrible.
Did you see? I saw today there. This guy had this fantastic Iron Man cosplay outfit, all made out of cardboard.
Really?
It was sweet.
Well, he did a lot more to it, but it's all cardboard.
I mean, it's painted with like a metallic finish. It was pretty cool, though.
Oh my god!
Oh Jesus!
What was she? Oh, was this masturbating?
Wait! Sorry. Oh my god!
Oh!
Meanwhile, on Elm Street. Oh.
One, two, Freddy's coming for you.
Oh, wait a minute. Hey, look, he's a male person.
That makes sense.
Wait a minute. We got to fire this guy.
Of what?
The Slackers United.
Look, they're a union. We all know that unions don't do anything but get paid off. Come on.
So who gets to shoot him?
Obviously, he found another job because the post office is going broke. They would be super efficient, making tons of money.
Exactly.
So more superheroes should have menial day jobs?
Yeah.
Have I seen what?
Nemo.
Oh. Just keep swimming.
Just keep...
Oh, I got you, fool.
Don't walk backwards in an office.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to unveil it for you, sir. No, I'm a jerk.
And she's drinking iced coffee.
Ha, see what you did there.
Frappe?
I think that guy that's trying to hit on you might be the weatherman. Spoiler! It's always the guy you least suspect. Exactly. Robert Wool has always seemed like a shady character to me. I really believe it's him. That guy? Well, yeah, you started wearing those tennis shoes and skirts, you know? No, look, I've got to go take a dump. Leave me alone.
What's going?
He's got to take a dump. You think I was kidding?
Yeah.
I had lunch at Taco Bell.
Doritos Locos.
Montezuma's revenge.
You know, Montezuma actually hunted people down and plucked out their eyes, so I don't know how that ever got started. Wait, he does have a lab coat.
He took one.
He just picks and chooses when he wears it.
Wait a minute, that's him walking in.
Oops.
What's going
is
on?
Zartan?
Darkman?
Oh, it's Zartan.
Oh, my God.
Shut up, kid.
See, that's what happens if you do that, Timmy. Your hand turns green.
Exactly. How many Master Boshi jokes have we cracked this day? Three already, at least?
So they tried to get Peter Reigart, but he was busy, so they got this guy, I guess.
And took his suit. Good grief.
Isn't that the same kind of tie that my aunt was wearing before?
I have no idea, but it's probably the same size jacket, too. Oh, my God.
Oh, so now maybe I'll date him. Turns out he's rich and can help my career.
Wow. She must be the first woman to ever think of that.
Yeah, got some fries with that shake? Jesus, woman. Boom, boom, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Stalker!
And suddenly it turns into a hate crime. No! No, Martin! Watching your ass walk. Wait.
Yeah, it's a piece of paper. Thanks.
Oh, I see what you did. You did stalk me. And since you weren't getting put up, I thought maybe...
Were you put
no.
out?
Nope, 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 nope. So yes, as you can see, dynamic superhero action in the Justice League of America TV pilot. Uh-huh. I think it goes without saying that this did not make it to the network. It did not air. I have a VHS copy of this. I want you to know that.
Wow. Yeah.
And someone made, bought it off of eBay, and someone made like a wonderful little label with the JLA logo on it. More time, love, effort, and talent were put into that label.
I don't have your number.
Yeah, you know, I'll consider it. I'll maybe think about it. Like, is this a reality show that we don't see? I mean,
right. This is their confessional at the house.
So it's sort of Big Brother, but since they're superheroes, they all get to go outside.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
They don't have a watchtower; they have an apartment.
How is the JLA show boring? This is a little bit boring.
A little bit?
It needs to be way more superhero and way less alter ego.
They stopped a tornado.
That was like 45 minutes ago.
Yeah, that was like 2 minutes worth of work.
When's the last time you've seen an episode of Lois and Clark?
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
This is kind of along that same level there.
And of course, CBS, so they're stealing the idea.
And this is the one that sets up everything, you know.
Well, so did the Avengers.
What if I promise you there's a big dynamic action sequence that rivals James Cameron at the end?
Oh, hang on.
Oh, something's about to happen.
We want a plane. We want it to take it to Libya. You know, right where I'm at. Yeah, yo, dog. Ooh. And Ron Jeremy in a surprise cameo.
Was that? No.
No, it's not
Ron. Oh,
no, it just really
doesn't
look like him.
Well, yes, honey, I would love to have an emergency download. Right
now. It's the ping pong balls again.
Yes, yeah, stay out here while everybody else runs inside. I want you to stay out here and crack your spine.
Oh no!
Come with me if you want to live.
And they still couldn't find a better green.
It's the same shirt he was wearing earlier.
I know, seriously.
And it's weird how the effects didn't get much better for the Green Lantern movie. You look nothing like my boyfriend.
Yes. I was just here.
So is it Rocket Boots?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who has no balance whatsoever either.
Oh, get a colored pencil and draw the storm away.
What is her superpower exactly?
Fire. She has the power of... See, that's like Kyle Rayner's mask.
Yeah.
But the rest of that's really Guy Gardner's outfit. It's so weird.
It's Kyle Rayner's head.
It's true, too. Yeah. Oh. Well, obviously, we know the problem with the relationship is she doesn't listen to him because she doesn't recognize his voice.
Yeah, no kidding.
Or his haircut. Or his face.
You stay here. I'm going to go find help. Hi, I'm Green Lantern. I'm here to help you. Wait, they're talking to the TV? Brian Eno's having a fundraiser here? Score.
Why is he doing the duck face?
He's sitting on something.
The mini tackle box? Oh, I want one.
That's the mini?
All the time.
Wait, that's a pocket fisherman. I think I had one of those.
How did the post... Oh, right, the Teamsters.
Yeah, they fired him.
I want to go catch fish.
I wanted a pocket fisherman.
It's a pager!
It is. It totally is. Is it not me? What's going on? Come on now.
He doesn't like green that much?
No. It's right about here that I'm really starting to realize how much of a dick they all are. Because Barry, there's totally enough room for Barry there. And everyone else lives there.
They live in a mansion.
That's a mansion apartment.
Did you see The Man with Two Brains? This yeah. wonderful thing where it's a condo and Steve Martin goes, and when you open the door, it looks like it's his castle. Like, oh, I've done wonderful things with the wallpaper. But the walls, and he knocks on it, people scream from next door, still paper thin. But then yeah. she got in there between us. Next thing you know. Whoa.
Make out pretty good.
So they're giving away their secret identities for future generations?
Or someone's doing a documentary.
Okay. Is that the staircase to go to the slide? Oh. All right, so who's this guy? What would? Oh, would you really just randomly tickle people?
Guy Gardner's being a dick.
He's taking his badge thingy so they can get in.
Superhero action.
A show.
Uh-huh.
See,
ladies' night. Oh, what a night.
See, he's wearing red.
Yeah.
Huh? Huh? Now, did no one
noticed that.
None of the people behind him.
And he gave him a quarter?
Yep. He must have found a job then. Going was, out big money, big money.
Well, that was his severance package from the...
Really? Yeah. In the purse? You couldn't let me ride in the bra? Come on.
Not again.
Well, I've decided I don't ever want to remember this night. Even if I have to whore you out.
And don't think I haven't thought about it. Does he?
I don't understand.
Does he play a douche in every movie?
No. Most of them.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, if you find a role that people keep hiring you for, keep cashing the check.
Yeah, this is true.
Yes, yes, yes.
I have a position for you.
My what now?
Oh. Toast to the new promotion.
I bet you she auditioned for that Boston Legal. What's her face?
Calista Flockhart?
No, she wasn't in Boston Legal.
Oh. Anna, but the frick, I don't remember her name.
Go feed that man. What's on the food spread? What is that? What is that? The top tray there. What is that?
I don't know.
It's hard to see oysters or shrimp
or pizza. I couldn't
lettuce.
Tell from here.
Food.
Oysters, shrimp, or pizza. Okay.
Yes.
Come on, just Eat all of them.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. It's about this time where you're like, yeah, the Flash TV show was
so much better.
They
than this.
Really had no business doing this. I'm from an institute. I crashed this party.
Archaeopologist?
Wow. He's a police, supposed to be a police scientist. He's CSI. He's goddamn Gil Grissom.
Forget about it.
He ain't Gil again, for Christ's sake.
See, it was ahead of its time. People are fascinated by this. Now, what they need is for, like, you know, someone to mug at the camera now and again. Give us a Jimism.
Uh-huh.
What else was on TV in 1997? You know, she also wanted to try out for Glee.
Or you could pour warm water over it.
Now, when was this date they were talking about?
See, all of the documentary scenes are past tense. It's after this episode has happened. So I don't know if that was going to be the continuing theme, was that they would narrate interspersed clips between. And I don't know.
I have no idea.
Show me.
Whip it up.
What?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Okay. Things that make you go,
Things that make you feel small? Cold?
Cold and small? Cold and
shrinkage? My God, our superpower team, they're going to be called Shrinkage.
Yep. And it makes you wonder, what were they thinking when they made this exactly? You know, I mean, who was this supposed to appeal to?
People that had not seen anything good.
Okay.
This was for girls to try to get their boyfriend to watch a soap opera.
This was trying to get, remember the people who liked the Captain America from the 70s? This was
now,
their target audience.
I would also like to apologize to UK and to Europe, and I think a couple other countries. This did air other places. It didn't air here.
Wow.
So it's just like America. It wasn't good enough for us. Let's ship it off to other people.
Mm-hmm. Bye,
Science
Hot
teacher.
Chicken Blue.
They really were going for that Keith Geffen feel, and it so far it's just not there. Maybe you need
that's
Blue Beetle for it.
What's a shiny shirt he's got on? That's just damned shiny.
The X-Files.
You don't need a whole ring of keys. You just need the one.
Oh, no, that didn't work.
Yeah.
Really?
See, he's... Yeah.
Since he doesn't know the placement of the pins and the... levers and the
wow, that was
you know,
that was that product placement
does work, sure, yeah, because they wanted to be associated with this. Wait, who are you?
Uh-oh, what the hell is she doing here?
It's in the script.
Okay, well then, bye.
Anyone who's anyone in New Metro is at this party.
That's true.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Puerto Rico, Thailand, Uruguay, Poland, Mexico, Germany, India, and Israel.
All saw this.
Got to see this on TV.
Still haven't forgiven us for it, I'm sure.
Explains a lot.
Probably didn't do a whole lot for diplomatic relations.
Because right away, I'm just going to go ahead and say this. Smallville was better than this.
Yep.
Even the worst episode of Smallville.
There was more action in Smallville than there was in this.
That being said, Justin Hartley, a cameo right about now, would save the whole thing.
How old would Justin Hartley have been in 1997?
He'd been like 12.
I don't think he would have.
Oops.
Hey. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You don't have to look it up. I figured you automatically had his biography.
Memorized?
Yeah.
No.
He likes walks in the ocean and... Limbo. Come on, don't be a douche. Just walk under the damn... Come on, man.
Really?
Have some dignity.
Is there a limit to how small he can be?
He can turn. He can get down to the size of particles. Like he can. He's
then he could
the
have been
atom.
Small enough to just go under it without yes. having that stupid crap.
But someone thought it might have been a bit amusing.
It'd been funny. Oh, look, he's on a Mac.
He would have been 20 years old at 97. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What? What? What?
If only he had a thumb drive. Oh, wait.
They don't exist yet.
Wow, look at the computer.
The antenna.
How does it know that?
And it was voice activated. It's ahead of their time.
Well, they have futuristic equipment. They're superheroes.
With an antenna.
And, you know, monetary issues.
In an apartment.
Where's my girl?
Oh, no. What voice was that?
Look, I've met a douchebag. Dr. Peter Holman. Wait, I know that name. No, not in the slightest. Here's my waiter. Oh, damn, he is with someone hotter than me.
Oh. He's got jungle fever. She's got jungle fever.
No, actually, I believe he's suffering from a relapse, is what it is.
Close enough, who cares?
All the food looks so boring.
Yeah. What is this? It's a big fundraiser.
Go away.
Shouldn't someone give a speech or, you know, go into the men's room together? Popkey?
Right upside the face.
Mm-hmm.
I think when Mark Waid took over the JLA comic, I think someone asked him about this. I think it was him they asked. He's like, it's 80 minutes of my life I can never get back. So thanks for sitting here, folks.
Wow.
Dramatic superhero action.
Is it coming? Is it coming? I'm waiting.
Eye twitching.
Yeah. But she knows what the key is.
Well, she works for people, yeah. So yeah.
Nice.
Wait, who's in here?
And how'd they get past that limbo?
Tonight on a very special Nancy Drew.
Nancy Drew After Dark.
Whoa.
I tell you, those are nice legs.
I am. I taught myself how to break in here.
Oh, not through the lasers.
Just close your eyes. Look at the briefcase of doom, damn it.
Oh.
No, I set off the alarm and I'm going to leave.
Yep,
that
gone.
Way you get busted.
Peace out. Ah, crap.
Yep, that's the one. Wait. When he teleported, what the hell did he just do?
He just shrunk.
Or did he get bigger from being even smaller?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, they haven't made Adam, like, oh, I don't know, Adam-sized yet.
I doubt we're going to see that. I'm not sure this is going to call for it.
We don't really have the eye capacity to see an Adam.
It's true.
What was that, a hoedown he was doing?
I can't stop my leg. Did I mention he's a voice actor? He's like, hey, can I do some wacky voices? That I'm a superhero, even though it's on film. Napster? What? You know, I knock stuff over. I can freeze things.
Mm-hmm. That son of a...
Wow, that what the...
That was a detailed schematic from back in the day.
Yes,
yeah, but
it was.
Why is he carrying a cardboard box?
He's getting a puppy. It's a side plot.
The Flash is hiding with his red suit in a green tree.
Yes, in like a shrub of a tree.
A shrubbery.
Shrubbery.
They are the red knights who say, nee. What kind of car is that?
Oh.
It's not one faster than The Flash.
Okay, again, I'm sorry to keep harping on this, but the Flash TV show used two people in that suit running around, so they sped that up so it looked like, you know, multiple. This is just like, I don't know.
They weren't trying?
This is bad CGI.
Oh, hey, I don't see you there. And I didn't hear you
loudly.
Either.
What's in the box?
There's a stripper inside.
Not who are you? What the hell are you wearing?
It's
the Van de Graaff generator.
How does that forecast weather? How do you read? Oh, it talks to you.
Okay. That's
so it needs a Van de Graaff on top, and people are lining up for Lord of the Rings. Pole. Actually, they'd be lining up for episode 197, right?
Yeah.
Wow. It's interesting. Marvel still had not made a good movie.
Are they still looking for the ping pong ball?
Marvel has still not made a good movie at this point.
That's true.
And you know, the DC, they're coming down, but it's crazy. It's so weird how this is all turned around, you know? Imagine if this had been greenlit. Imagine if they gave this a chance.
Oh, wow. This had been horrible. We would never see a DC movie.
What? Stormy, because he's the weatherman. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. He's not even wearing the outfit.
Yeah.
It's green screen on its face.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch?
Yes. He's got to catch her first. Run, girl.
Freeze it. Oh, she doesn't know she can do that.
She did.
She doesn't really believe. She keeps telling herself it's not really happening, so she's in denial.
Well, shouldn't it happen automatically because she's feeling emotional?
It will now.
Freeze a burn.
Now run away. Meanwhile, on Too Close for Comfort. Hello, Monroe. Has anyone seen Cosmic Cow? You know I did.
That's a hole. Oh.
See what he's saying there? You know, if you want to have a corporate job, don't you need a degree or something?
At least some skills.
Who could it be?
He can remodel
apartments. Who could
apartments.
It be now? Who's at the door now?
Now, see, is that his Green Lantern ring normally? And then when he's Green Lantern, it like turns into normal? It's like in disguise right now? Because he's got a weird ring on. Get rid of her?
You're always nice. Hitting on everybody. I don't get to get a piece of something.
Oh, sure am. I was soaking in a tub. Want to join me?
Oh, it was great for me too. Oh, you weren't there.
Well, in his mind.
Yeah, exactly.
There's this thing now called the internet. I looked you up. Why would you have... It was somebody's house, right? I mean, it was a high security
research... No, that was a research facility.
Man, I don't even know. What is their business? No.
Nope. You're in an apartment full of superheroes.
Wow. That's a joke that wouldn't have worked in 97, huh?
Yep. She's going to wear a meat dress to try to catch his attention.
She was born this way after she knocked over the bottle of water. Being a superhero is a choice, okay? Getting superpowers is a choice.
It's a choice. Yeah. What?
Not Ono, Eno.
The roof.
The roof. Oh, come on, fine.
People just aren't who they... Okay, yes.
Yeah, we get this point.
Right, okay.
Uh-huh.
Message for you, sir. Yes.
If you were dropping that hint any harder, it would thud.
Want me to call my friends? On this ginormous scroll.
Well, all I had was a paintbrush.
I'm gonna...
It's in Japanese kanji. I hope you can read it.
It actually says, I assure you, we're open. Yeah. Trust me.
Get some.
Yeah.
Sure.
You could trust the guy who broke into the high security research facility.
And says he's this.
Hey, they have an alarm on the door, too. I just saw. Always.
Yeah.
Sure it can.
Give me some.
Now, for the record, for those comic folks, or for non-comic folks, Ice in the comics, on and off dated guy. Okay. Of course, that was red-haired, angry guy. Yep. That's 11. Figure we're going to work up to it. Just some stretches.
It's 11 somewhere. What?
Well, wait a minute.
And then the French tickler.
You don't need a special pan for an omelet.
For a French omelet.
Stalker.
No.
Everybody loves the
Oh, come on.
You should start and he should finish what it is because she finished it when, oh my God, that's exactly what I do. Yes. What I just said that you didn't. He's a moke. My aunt.
At the. It's a ring. Oh, earrings.
You know, she gets seashells.
By the sea dork.
I didn't think that was funny, but thank you for that.
They're terribly gaudy, too. And look, she's wearing a index finger ring.
The pointer ring? Aw. Allowance?
Yep.
That was a joke.
No. Oh.
Keep buying me things. I just can't see you.
Uh-huh.
Nope, jogging without you. You could follow me, but I think you would die.
Go ahead and make me that omelet. I'll be back.
I'm going to sit right here.
At band camp?
Mm-hmm. Ew. Skippy?
The hell's it's Barbie's Skippy, little though? Sister.
Really?
Her cousin, yeah.
I've had problems.
Meanwhile, in 1972...
72? Really? Black and white in 72?
Well, I was trying to think of when they started letting women on the air.
Oh.
Sorry, but some people had a black and white set in 72.
Who's the gaudy looking fuckers?
So they're completely comfortable with their heroes.
And the...
They don't usually hang around and do interviews, do they?
No, nor do they just, like, hang out and talk to folks like... I mean, it's like it's the most natural thing in the world.
Yeah.
I guess if you live in a city where, like, weird weather and people project themselves onto buildings... I wonder if he gets good TV reception with that mask. Ha, ha. Oh, God.
Get some spandex and join the team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got some spandex.
Her face makeup is the worst disguise.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? No one knows who she is. So,
it's exactly like joining the Rotary Club.
Because we have someone that talks to us through our radios and TVs. Oh, that's nice. Oh, God, why won't
they're in
you
the friend zone.
Me?
That was before the friend zone existed. Stuck in the friend zone.
Wait, is that a matte painting? No.
Yeah, but once she figures out that he can, you know, change sizes.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. You went there?
Yep.
Oh, wait, I would have gone there, too, so it's okay.
I was just
it's
kidding.
It's still not green.
No, I like how he looked around before he went in. Nope. Nope. Nobody saw us.
Now spin around three times and try to pin the tail on the donkey.
Everybody move like this thing's moving.
Hell no. Everybody love parfait. Meanwhile, under the ocean.
Oh, tell me Aquaman's going to make a cameo.
Nope.
They didn't have the rights to him.
Can't afford
huh?
him either.
I mean, because how do you even do the JLA without everybody who's in the JLA?
Once
I mean,
upon
you can't
a
do
time,
it without Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman.
Tell that to about 1983 JLA when Vibe was part of it.
Mm.
Vibe?
Could be worse. It could be, what, Dazzler?
That's Marvel.
Okay, well, that would make it even worse.
Yeah.
Well, who's the shittiest superhero in the DC world?
I'm still going.
Plastic Man?
No.
No. Okay. Fine.
I think I still went with. Isn't it Vibe? I think. Brother Power the Greek? No.
I was going to say, is anybody just a whiny little biatch?
Well, Guy. Until he get punched.
Oh, my God. Face. You work for the evil guy?
Wait. What?
Oh, wait. Ladies and gentlemen, the Martian Manhunter is the secret leader of the JLA. No, you're Charles...
Emerson Winchester III.
The third.
The makeup's pretty decent on that.
It's decent. I mean, they saved it till the end.
Yeah.
The costume... I would love to see someone at Dragon Con in this Martian Manhunter outfit. And in about 5 minutes, I'll tell you why. But this is like the old school Doctor Strange cape.
And that's all we could find with these guys. Is that mask not attached to his head?
No, look, you can see human skin on his neck.
Yeah.
They couldn't even paint it green.
Nope. All of them. Now remember, the Martian Manhunter has power, you know, strength comparable to Superman.
Yeah.
He can fly. Mental powers. Strong, buff.
Yeah.
Tough.
I would
spilled water.
I would have to imagine that in a future episode, there would have been a team looking for the spaceship that crashed into the water. I would have to imagine.
Maybe.
Or embrace it.
With two hands. Give it a big old hug.
Give it a big old snuggly hug.
It'll freeze, but still.
Yeah, so.
Think she can do it, kids?
But I can't sew a spandex costume.
I don't know.
And why not? So now we're telling the documentary about the secret.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is their own personal video journal.
So who's going to watch that? Yeah.
Racist. Snow cones and ice cream?
Oh!
I'm almost out of allowance. Oh,
ooh,
big spender.
Double.
Nice.
It's been a hard day. What would this guy know about woman trouble?
Oh my God, it doesn't look exactly like her, but that's my earring.
Yeah. Those are my earrings. Yeah, the little bit of face paint she put on. No. Look, I'm so glad I thought I saw junk there for a second.
So is that like tattoos on his postman's arm on there?
That, ooh, foam.
Now, this is the only origin I think we get.
Yeah,
they just
nobody else matters.
They sort of set it in that circle.
Yeah,
my ring fell to Earth. I was born this way. I couldn't stop looking at this rock.
I had to eat it.
I had to touch it.
But then when it did, I was the Incredible Shrinking Man. Which is why it was so brave of me to rescue a cat at the beginning, because one tried to kill me.
My hand! Well, yeah, the first time you're going to be embarrassed.
Wait, you don't have a fiance now? Ooh, future episode. Before Heroes, there was Justice League of America.
I hate to say it, but Heroes was better.
The first season.
The first season.
The first
hey,
season.
Hey, you know, even the second season was better than this.
This is pretty bad.
What could possibly be bad about it? What do you mean? We've only just begun.
Really? You're breaking out the Carpenters? I'm embarrassed. I know that's the Carpenters.
It goes to show you how bad this is if the Carpenters can bring that up. So, which low-budget version of a JLA member would you like to have seen? Forget that we can't have the big trio.
Uh-huh.
So, what low-budget version would you like to have seen? Because I'm telling you now, Firestorm.
Wow, that'd been really bad.
That would have been really bad.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I think the Green Arrow version would have been really, really bad, because he would have the punching bag.
Oh, my God, you're a science teacher.
With receding hairlines.
And since no one can recognize our voices.
Yeah. Well, it took the glasses off, too. She still doesn't know who it is.
Yeah, that's what she hasn't said either.
Look at her face. She's like, wait, who are you again? You're so nice.
Oh, I almost died. Good times.
I got big in her mouth.
Gross, Bruce.
See, look. Oh, it's so good-natured times. I wanted to do her. Yeah. Do. And by connection, I mean...
I think this is the best part of it. I mean, they actually have a little bit of chemistry.
The When Harry Met Sally moments?
Yeah. They actually have a little bit of chemistry there. It's nice.
So you'd like to see those added to the DC Nation superhero shorts?
Maybe.
Oh, really?
You froze a dog? Oh, okay.
Oh, come on now. I was going to drink that.
The dog's just going to lick it.
You froze his pecker to the ground. You get a little spray tank. Get a little...
Oh, okay. Wow.
Sorry, I just saw Joe Dirt the other day.
I've never seen Joe Dirt. Look at that gut.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at that gut. There you go. See, yeah. Yeah.
What are they trying to do?
She's trying to freeze the glass of water, but she's making it cold everywhere else, so they're freezing to death. Kind of. It's funny, you see. Haha.
Oh, so she can try to do it for them to help save them.
Somehow. I'm not sure what her being able to do cold, it fits into their master plan for stopping the weatherman.
I don't know. I'm sure there's a way.
So nice. Oh my God, it was a whale. Oh.
He's not really making any effort to get out of the friend zone, though.
That's all right. He's just going to shrink and no. Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is. Oh, damn.
Sure you take your makeup off.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
were they playing Dig Dug back there?
See, gut.
Martian food is delicious.
Well, to be fair, you know, he did like his Oreos.
Still want that $20 million.
Those are like, you know, industrial strength suspenders that are crossed in front of him.
Holding on for dear life.
I worked with Alan Alda, damn it.
Yeah, but not in the funny years.
Oh, snap. You say when it got all preachy and... This was one of the first prototype designs for the Green Lantern outfit that she's wearing now.
The fabulous Green and Pink Lantern.
I think sonar, so that should show up somewhere. They talk to the mayor?
Why are you looking for wine at a time like this?
Come on. I dare you. I saw you on TV wearing my earrings.
Oops.
Yeah. That was a press conference standing on a dirt road next to a truck?
Anybody that looked exactly like you?
No, no. See, he couldn't tell until the earrings.
We're special. We have had no moments.
I'm trying to guilt trip you into sleeping with me. Gosh.
Borrow them. We look exactly the same.
No, you're not. Terrible.
No, you're not.
He wants to get in them pants bad. She needs a neuralizer.
She's my friend. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All the wacky problems that happen.
I guess we're going to have to kill a civilian today.
No. Well, apparently fire is going to show up with a huge gut.
Something I wouldn't be able to know if I wasn't called and told that.
Well, she can just know stuff. She's a superhero.
No, I'm
yes.
Seeing you look exactly the same.
Is there a three-way possibility here? Because it'd be kind of like that twins thing.
Well, nothing. You're a superhero.
Try sitting in that chair again. It'd be liar, liar, pants on fire.
Welcome to the hot seat.
You think hemorrhoids are bad? Got that burning sensation.
So, yes, I immediately left you this morning, met my friend Fire on her way to a press conference by the side of the road.
And she was concerned about her appearance. Hey, can I borrow those earrings?
What?
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You're not sorry that it wasn't even at all.
No, she said, I'm sorry you're not taller and older.
Oh, I see.
With more money.
And less of a stalker.
The stalker thing is a little creepy. Yeah.
But other than that, you are the perfect guy. Well, and you're dressing. The clothes you wear.
Oh, that was like dressing. How could they both be there the same? Oh, it's him. Kind of.
Then date him. Or at least give him a quickie.
What, dude, she doesn't have time for that.
Oh, snap.
Oh, my God.
See? Like, all the time.
Winchester said that.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
That's... So, wait, she went home? Shouldn't she have a guard? Shouldn't
someone
be with her?
She's got a power. Just freeze his face off.
She doesn't know how to use it yet. She hasn't learned.
Well, aim to miss.
True.
God, that is such a weird voice.
Yeah, it doesn't look like that's what her voice should.
Didn't this actor actually play the Weathermaster, the Weather Wizard, in one of the DC cartoons?
Did he? That would have been awesome.
I think he did.
Let's see. Let me look that up. That way I don't have to watch.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, you know what? He is Vandal Savage in Young Justice.
Yeah. Not... Yeah, not the same one.
I know. I know. Protector, Thundercats. He was in Beverly Hills Chihuahua, too.
Oh, well, that's where I knew him from. It's close.
Silver Main, Spectacular Spider-Man. John Jones in the Justice League.
Uh-huh.
He was in the new
Bionic
Woman?
I told you,
she
froze his face off.
Oh, well, the Jackie Chan adventures, I mean.
Oh, hey now. It was Superman. That's right. It was Superman, the animated series.
And in the Superman TV series, 97, he was Aquaman.
No, animated series. Okay,
I'm just
okay.
telling you what it says.
Okay, all right.
You're dead wrong. Oh, my God. And post-production is just wrapped on Beverly Hills Chihuahua 3, Viva La Fiesta.
Wow.
Yeah, dumbass. Now they know where our hideout is. One day in the league, and you go and ruin it.
Oh, baked whale.
Lasers.
See? See?
He's cooking us.
Action! Things fall off of walls.
We're trapped. That was quick. You're in a room full of freaking superheroes and a one circuit traps you?
What? Or we'll all die.
Oh, quit.
Let's hit the walls that are indestructible.
Well, open the door up at least.
Oh, we left him fixing our TV. Oh, see, dear God. Completing the circuit. You know, gum is an excellent conductor.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a buffet.
I've got plenty of gum.
There's a buffet down here.
See, I don't know if they ever did. They say he's from Mars because right there he's been on the beach 300 degrees. That's about as much as we know about him.
I'm gonna be a douche.
Yeah, me actually. All right, you ready, folks? It is time
for the action scene.
Boom. I like how he has to wind up.
I know, right?
Now, why is him shrinking? Oh, see, look at that. He can fly. Green Lantern can fly. He doesn't need the Inspector Gadget, you know.
I know, it's just upsetting.
Well, they couldn't afford to have the collar go all the way around him and stuff. You had your chance to help. You messed up.
You suck.
That was the shortest term in the JLA.
Les Nessman, Action News. Ha! Choosy, oh my God, they're so adorable. I want to kill them.
Why don't you just hit him? Quit monologuing.
Oh my God, it's the ribbon. Oh, wait.
Oh.
The Nexus is coming. No. Now, what keeps him from being blown off by the wind?
He's holding on really tightly.
There's always a bus. Oh, wait. What?
Son of a.
Yay. You're going to stay here and die, Timmy.
Stop grabbing my nipples.
Yeah.
Because I'll cut you with my chainsaw of light. It's a shame he couldn't catch that with some kind of object.
Construct, I know.
Calling Dick Tracy.
Oh my God, my uterus.
Why is everyone running? What's going on?
And where are they running to?
Away. Yes. Oh, they're running toward the new sale at JCPenney's. I killed them all.
Jeez.
So the counselor had like an... Look at that girl. Like, who the hell are you? What's going on? I don't know what this is. James Cameron's The Abyss.
Okay, why is he still alive?
They don't kill.
Pfft.
So
all right, get frosty, bitch.
Live in California then.
Yes, they established that.
So they could run into Sheldon and Penny and everybody. And just like the abyss, we have a frozen waterfall.
Good stuff.
Oh, look, the collar. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave now. Wait, nope.
Who wants a snow cone?
Oh, I do, I do.
It tastes horrible.
Oh, now that we've saved the world. She lives there. Oh, that's her place.
That's her. Yeah, when her she place. Was sitting around chilling, relaxing, wearing a business suit at her own home.
Yeah.
Go away.
Huh?
Eat it, dog. Eat it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, F that.
What?
Oh, yeah, let me let my friends
I still
in.
Didn't say you could come in.
Come on. Be here with us.
With one of us. One of us. One. Uh-oh.
Also in the comics, Fire and Ice were best friends, so.
Yeah.
She doesn't get to pick her own name? Come on.
No, she doesn't get to pick her own name. She didn't make her own costume, she don't get to pick her own name.
Well, let me try on the suit.
In front of all of us.
Sweet!
Yay!
Let's all get naked.
Now, you also need to know that Barry needs a place to live. They twisted my arm.
It took about 20 seconds.
So each week they'll get cases. Like, what?
No, she's not.
Not if you wear that
Until
shirt.
The world needs saving.
My, sorry. What?
Wow. Pedophile?
Well, in California, the... Age of consent. Or so a guy who can't hold down a job gets to work with kids. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Well, he has a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And I said, hell no, I'm not going.
I am a science teacher.
Let me show you.
That wouldn't be interesting at all.
Let me show you how not nice I am. Well, we don't have any money, so. Yeah, I wish I would have had John wipe
They would have
brain.
Had to kill you.
I think somebody that really wanted to be a meteorologist wrote this, because there's been too many bad weather puns.
I have a portable one!
How did he... What?
You can't keep a good villain down.
I want a laser necklace.
He just pulled that out of his suit coat like nobody checked him.
I think it was the necklace he was wearing. I think that's what that was supposed to be.
Yeah, but still, they should have checked him.
They really should have. Well, at booking is where they take all of that stuff.
Oh, and now they're all going to get frostbite because they're wet and they're wearing bathing suits and now it's snowing on
them. Oh, it's still 100 degrees outside. They'll be all right. Thanks, lady, for making it snow.
Or
you also sort of freaked me out a little bit.
However it happened. Meanwhile, on the Calypso.
On the whale.
In blackest day.
I swear. On my honor.
I state your name.
I state your name.
Do hereby solemnly pledge allegiance to the frat.
To the frat.
With liberty and
to
fraternity
serve my country.
All. And a side order of fries.
They couldn't afford the audio in this scene. Why is the Poltergeist theme playing?
They couldn't afford. I
this
think CBS
house is cleansed. He blinked. He didn't wink at her. He blinked at her. Hee. Thanks.
So where did the Wonder Twins show up?
Shut the hell up. Season 3, right? Yeah, doing nothing that makes any sense to anyone, yes. How about that? The Justice League of America that works out of Metro City.
Mm-hmm.
Only. Oh, here's the big shot. Oh, they've got the right stuff, don't they?
Yeah, it's still not
the
great.
Only time she gets to be in costume right there.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, that was the 1997 JLA live-action TV pilot.
So
thoughts?
That's, an hour and a half of my life I'm never going to get back?
No, only 80 minutes.
Only 80 minutes. Sorry, that 10 minutes you do get back.
Oh, good. Whew.
So at the rate the Green Lantern movie was going, this could have been the JLA movie we got.
Wow!
It does make the Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern movie seem a whole lot better.
Oh, well, yeah, in comparison.
A little bit, a whole lot better, but I'll go with that. So, really? You're going to be okay with that?
Yeah, that I never have any need to ever see it again. But
nope.
Wow,
it's bad because really they did a much better job with Challenge of the Super Friends, the 1978 Adam West Burt Ward.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we might have to do this again sometime in the future because that was a hell of a lot better. So thank you for kicking back and taking some time to enjoy. Well, I don't know about that. Thanks for being here this evening is what we want to say. Journey is Legend of Creative Commons Attribution, not commercial, non-derivative works, ISA 3.0 license. Please stop by Facebook, Twitter, the forums over at geekradiodaily.com, all those fun places. Drop us a note at podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinch, just at geekradiodaily.com. I would say send a voicemail, but something is wrong with the voicemail, and we're going to try to fix that.
Yay.
Yay for fixing things.
All right.
What?
Okay, so until then, kick back. I hope your brain is all right, and we will see you in a swing.
This wouldn't have happened if you'd acted like you were part of a team.
I don't like where this is going.
And what's wrong with the way I dress?
You want to take that?
Banded together from remote galaxies are 13 of the most sinister villains of all time, the Legion of Doom, dedicated to a single objective, the conquest of the universe. Only one group dares to challenge this intergalactic threat, the Super Friends. Superman. Batman and Robin. Wonder Woman. Aquaman.
And Meg. The Justice League of America versus the Legion of Doom. This is the Challenge of the Super Friends.